Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
20 seconds away. Hey, Vossi, really quickly, because I've only got a short window here. Do you want to play all of those jokes if you throw to them? I can just play them back to back if you want.
Yeah, do the three jokes back to back.
Okay, beautiful.
Come on, let's stick together. You know we made a vow. Today was another level.
Breakfast. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. Matt Russell filling in today. We are powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments, and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. Now, I know that we like getting into the backyard with all our Kubota equipment, but today, surely, it's about dawn service, it's about reflection, it's about sitting back and thanking our service men and women, then enjoying a big afternoon on Fox League. I don't know whether the lawn gets a lot of treatment today, Andrew Voss, but the texts keep coming in. 0457 736 736. This one from Rob. Cronulla service just wrapped. Found myself standing next to Gal, Paul Gallen, out early this morning. Always special to greet the dawn over the ocean. Thankful for our beautiful country and those who sacrificed and lost to protect it. Nice text, Rob.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And big day in rugby league. Now, we're also paying tribute to Terry Hill today, if you've got some memories. And some of them won't be football related. I mean, on the text, we've had Jimbo say, remember the day against Parramatta where he faked concussion? Well, he had that incident where he was on, it was a David Vilecki. He stood up and then he fell over. And then he just laid motionless like he was dead. And then when the trainer came to him, he suddenly started thrashing like a fish out of water.
Yes.
Like, only Terry Hill could get away with that sort of caper. It was an amazing moment. His sense of humour was quite wicked, to be honest, to put it with respect. He always had a smile on his face. And some of his work on the old Channel 9 footy show was exceptional. Terry Hill being Terry Hill. Have a listen.
I believe you got a call from a good sort last week.
Oh, please. Actually, you wouldn't believe it, Paul, I did. Yeah. I met her just down the road from my house and, you know, I give her my number and out of the blue she's rung me up the other day.
What'd she say?
Well, she just turned around and said, look, why don't you come around my house? Nobody's home. So I thought, oh, how good's this? So I've gone around there and nobody was home. Door and the bloke said, mate, you haven't got a tie, you can't come in. So I said, oh, geez, I've got one in the car, I'll quickly duck back and get it. So anyway, I've gone back to the car and I've looked for a tie and I couldn't get one, so I found a couple of jumper leads. So I've whacked a couple of jumper leads around. Yeah. I've gone back to the bloke said, not a problem, but just don't start anything.
Terry Hill had with a lisp as well, added to the voice. I feel obliged that we have to revisit the old DAP day. This is your patch too, Matt.
Yeah.
Where Terry Hill used to do, like, he put DAP day dogs on the map, the footy show. That he'd wear the gold lame jacket. Now, Dapto Dogs on any given night might have 30 or 40 people there, but when the footy show turned up, that number skyrocketed, Matt. What's your memories?
I've been to the Dapto Dogs multiple times, and just to illustrate the fame that Dapto brings to the region, partly by the fame that Terry Hill brought to Dapto. I tell people sometimes I live in Fig Tree, and they say, where's Fig Tree? Oh, it's near Wollongong. Or if I mention Dapto, everybody's heard of it. It's just a few suburbs north of Dapto. And there are people who don't know a dog from a cat, right? But I say, have you heard of Dapto? Oh, yeah, they have the dog races there. That's right. I'm just north of that. So, you know, Terry Hill did so much for so many, but when it comes to the Dapto dogs, the greyhounds, boy, what a servant, what an advertising, walking, talking advert.
Nads, the dog, go Nads, of course. And Terry Hill, there was the fashions in the field. Now, people will remember if they did watch. Linked up with a bloke called George Pagano, who won the fashions in the field. George, you could count the number of teeth on a few fingers that he actually had. George didn't have many teeth. Very famous night that he was introduced to the crowd on the footy show, the live audience, as the winner of the fashions in the field. I think we can replay that moment. I think we're obliged to run it in memory of Terry Hill. I know we're having fun. We're not crying, but this was Terry Hill to a T.
George Pagano. How are you, George?
Good, thanks.
Disappointing about Nad getting beat tonight?
Oh yeah. God, we're stressed about it. You got disappointed?
Give the crowd a big smile back there. The
crowd's nothing to smile with.
Thanks, George. Thanks a lot, Fatty.
George, what about your Barry Booth? What's happening there?
Fatty said, what about your breath, George?
Comic genius.
Some of the celebrity interviews he did too. He interviewed Keanu Reeves. And we're not making a lot of drugs, but he said, yeah, Keanu's got no idea what's coming up at him. Keanu Reeves at the time, you know, out here to promote a movie, which will be revealed in the gag. Terry says, oh, we're dealing with a drug problem in rugby league. You know, it's not good for the game, but hey, for you, it's been fantastic. You've made a lot of money from Speed. Because Speed was the movie. Like, he just, Keanu Reeves says, what the hell is this interview about? What's going on here? So Terry could just get away with anything. He could get away with anything because he'd be deliver it with a smile.
You worked on the footy show, Andrew. I don't know how significantly you crossed over with Terry Hill, but I imagine so. What was he like when the cameras weren't rolling, when the lights hadn't gone on? Was he annoying everybody like you imagine he would have? Was he just going like a machine gun from the mouth from the moment he walked into Channel 9 until the moment he left?
Yabba, yabba, yabba. Yeah, that's Terry Hill. He'd come in with a story or something that had done, and you'd all have to know about it and all the detail. And normally, you didn't know what was truth, what was a gag. You just never knew what was about to come up next. One of his famous interviews was with Sylvester Stallone. Terry Hill, like, this is part of it, the sort of stuff we can revisit today. Terry Hill interviewing Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester, how are you, mate? What do you think about the footy show, Rugby League in Australia?
Oh, I know you guys are big and tough. You should rule the world.
What do you think about the fat man?
I don't know. I'm too much about him.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian.
That was on the one of Catwalker's red carpet.
How do you reckon they went understanding each other? Sylvester's talking to Terry and Terry talking back. I don't know whether much was actually lost in translation. I suspect it was. But, you know, Andrew, it's not easy going from a rugby league career to any sort of media career, let alone a media career built largely on humour that Terry just nailed because he did it naturally. And it was a gift. And we shouldn't gloss over how difficult it is to do. But Terry nailed it after that 14-year, 246-game, 89-try premiership career. He then delivered in television commercials, on the footy show.
Lozads, of course. Made for Lozads, wasn't he? Gary on the text says, Vossi, Matt, all I can say is Terry Hill, sensational. That's from Gary. That's how it was. Sensational, said Terry. So thank you. Paying tribute to Terry Hill. And again, the bloke had his foibles. You know, it wasn't always perfect, but there was a character there that was much loved at the time and a great rugby league career to boot. We've got our Signet Boost power bank to give away today. We'll come up with how we're going to give that away. We'll just reward at random a caller or a texter, I reckon, Matty.
Absolute good way to do it. I like that. Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Edgewater Homes mortgage fund up to $1,500 a month off your home loan for 2 years. Terms and conditions applies. And we've got a text here from Bondi Jack. I mentioned earlier that of all the influence that Terry Hill had, one of them was in contesting the draft successfully, which killed it off, and it's never been seen again since in the NRL. Well, Bondi Jack says, Vossie, here's the weird thing about Terry Hill contesting the draft. Jim Dimmick, Craig Field and Chesser won the 15s and 16 premierships back-to-back together in the East Juniors for the Lou Darlow. Kind of ironic, Bondi Jack. Now, that's in reference about the fact that he was drafted to play for the Roosters at premiership level, but wanted to play for the Magpies, contested the draft and won. So, Bondi Jack, you're spot on there.